Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Teacher's Lounge with Mrs. G. I'm Mrs. G, first grade teacher, podcast host, and honestly, struggling to get settled into this new year. And I don't open the show with that to bring it down right here at the top, but it is the reason that I took last week off. I just needed to figure out how I was going to mentally cope with everything going on in my class this year. And it did take me an entire week to come out of this like bummed out fog that I was in. And so without boring anyone with the details any more than I already have in real life, I basically have a lot of tough little cookies in my class this year. And it's already taken a toll on me in just the first 3 weeks. So before I allowed myself to have a nervous breakdown, I decided to just push pause on pretty much everything else. And I sat down and I tried to redo the things in my class that weren't working. And I like rewrote a lot of the curriculum that we're doing, and I just slowed everything down and I redid some of the procedures, and I just tried to think about the kids that I had like in front of me instead of the ones that I had been like imagining all summer. And so it was hard, but it was good because I think in time, the work that I did during my week, quote unquote, off of this will be good for life. So that's where I was. Luckily, I have a lot of very supportive people around me coaching me through everything. And very high up on that list is today's guest, fan favorite, Jen from episode 3. And she probably can even read my mind, but because before I had asked her if she wanted to do like a first week's catch up or something, she had already had texted me and was like, we should do like a first week catch up or something. And I was like, great. Yep. On the same page. And after a lot of scheduling and rescheduling, we finally got together and made it happen. And then I became an emotional hermit for a week while I reevaluated my entire teaching practice. And now here we are. Now you get to hear it. And my husband has been bothering me through text and personal shouts from the kitchen about getting this episode up because he wants to listen to it. And maybe you wanted to listen to it too, even though you didn't even know you wanted to listen to it. So here we go. Enjoy, guys. Make a lot of noise, you know. Don't like break a glass and crunch on it or play rock music, whatever you kids do. Just a reminder, you gotta really speak up because Andres has been giving me sound feedback like he's an online commenter. Like, in your Amy podcast, it was really hard to hear her.
It was like, impossible to hear her.
I know, but have you ever talked to Amy? Because
she talks like this with her hands. How could you anyone hear anything that she was saying? Because she's constantly got the microphone over here while she's telling me a story.
I'm like, oh, well, nothing
no,
I can
do. I
think
we were very successful in our first one, keeping the mic up close.
Yeah.
I think we had good volume.
I think everyone has good volume except for Amy.
I think while I will pull the microphone away while I sip the coffee.
Yes.
And I want to point
like
out,
pro.
I want to point out to the listeners that it's 5:30 on a Saturday,
yeah.
And instead of having something delicious, a libation, we're so tired from back to school week that we're drinking coffee,
yep,
just to get through the rest of the evening.
Aren't we going on week three, though? So I don't even know if we can call it back to... Are you just saying back to school night?
Because of back to school night. Because it's like a mini open house.
It's the worst night of the year. Which I know we have differing opinions on because you are like, I'm going to text. I've got every parent in my phone book. I've got their numbers on speed dial. Yeah. I love the parents. We're going to hang out. We're going to go to drinks. We're going to have
dinner. We're going to go to Playa.
And I like board my classroom up with boards and like I try to make it look haunted like the It House so that no one comes in. I'm going to put Pennywise out front so they don't come.
I definitely like open house better for sure because it's like a cocktail party, obviously with no cocktails. And it's all the end of the year, like hugs and
yeah,
we love
better.
You. And then all the older kids come back to see you and give you a hug and all
yeah,
the fifth graders.
Yeah, but this was not that.
No, back to school at night is not that. No, there's a lot of like jitters.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
For me, I just every year I overdo it, thinking I'm going to be ready, making a list, sticking to the list,
yeah.
And then realizing that I tried too hard,
mm-hmm.
and my room looked awesome. And even though I told the parents before you leave, make sure you see the 1,500 things I posted of your kids,
right,
with all the photos that I took, and they're like, "Huh, what?" And I'm like, "Oh, they didn't. That went right over their heads."
Yeah, they were like, "It's 8 o'clock. I got to go pay my babysitter."
Oh God, totally.
Out of here.
No, they would not leave my room. And the principal came by twice. And the last time he looked
at me.
See,
you're bad
like,
for being friends with them because then they don't leave.
Right?
Clara, what do you need?
Yeah, I'm just trying to sneak past you.
Uh-huh.
No worries.
No, we can't hear that was your not footsteps. Sneaking at all because you lingered like a creep like a full minute.
Once again, if the listeners could see our faces. And know how much we're laughing. And
I
we have
think
a house.
They know.
Yeah.
You have a house full of teens.
I have a house
I showed
full
up
of
and
teens.
It was just like a flop house for wayward teens.
That's right, Clara. You're 13. Clara just played her first soccer game of the season.
How was it?
It was fine. She played goalie first half. And then, Clara, what's your position second half?
Forward.
She's pretty awesome.
Great. Those are two very important.
Yes, they are.
Positions from mm-hmm. what I know of soccer.
Yep.
Way to go.
Yeah.
And your team manager?
I am, which is like team mom / assistant coach, but I don't go to practices and the pro coach takes care of everything. And I pretty much am like the team nurse and the water girl.
Okay.
Like I make sure they hydrate.
Yeah.
I organize the like, what is it? The orange slices for halftime. Mm-hmm. Make sure parents help with that. And then really, because they're 7th and 8th graders, it's pretty much like menstruation central.
Oh.
So it's like someone's got a menstrual migraine, so I get them some Advil. Mm-hmm. The next person has cramps and they need to sit out for a minute or...
Get that hot pad out there.
It's literally like nobody gets injured. Nobody needs a Band-Aid, you know. They only need ice packs, you know, or
heating
pads. Ice packs
and Advil.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's it gets complicated.
Well, that's a good... job though, you know, because then you're getting involved in something, but it doesn't seem like it's so hard that it's going to take away from every, you know, because we're
so
busy.
Not at all. No,
so it seems like a really easy job.
I'm going to be at the games anyway.
Yep.
And Lucy and Julia came today, but normally I'm there solo, so it keeps me busy, so I'm not sitting alone. And now we have Team Snap, and everything's easy peasy.
What's Team Snap?
It's like one of those apps that does everything. So like as the team manager, I go on and I post the game, you know, time, the date, the destination, whatever. And then it just automatically sends an email to everybody.
Nice.
So I can get information out there. And then the other parents can do a, hey, carpool, or does anybody have an extra jersey? And you get the notifications. It's great.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
What do you use in your class for that stuff? Do you still do email blasts or did you move to something else?
Well, I would like to move to Seesaw. It's on my list.
Yes, you should move to Seesaw.
I know.
And as an ambassador, I can help you with such things.
Yes.
But.
Well, when can we do it?
Whenever. It doesn't take very long. Did you? You have an account and everything, right?
I think so.
Did you come to my training?
Yes.
Did you come to my very informative training?
Wasn't that like 2 years ago?
It was 1 year.
Was it?
Wait. Did you come to that one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
You snuck into it or something, or no?
I don't know. I missed one of those days last year.
The tech days?
I don't know what it was. I missed something because I had that H1N1 flu.
Super fun.
Yeah. missed a week of school.
Anyways, yeah, I can help you. It doesn't take very long. Your teaching partner can help you. Doesn't she do Seesaw?
Yes. Yeah. We'll try and do it this week because it's our last week of early dismissal for the kindergarten.
Oh, that's right. How's that been going?
It's fine. I think we should just start and they should just be tired the first week and get used to staying till 1:30.
Yeah.
Because they, after 3.5 weeks, they get totally used to this routine.
Yes.
And then it's really hard to keep them and start a new routine.
Yeah, tell me about it, because I've got them the next year when they have to go then another hour and a half. And we're dead. We're all dead.
Yeah. No, they're the first, what did I used to call it in first grade? It's like the first 90 days. It's
you as told if me. Still yes, that's what you told me, is that the first 90 days, mm-hmm. they don't do anything in the last hour of the day because they can't.
They're so cooked.
I know.
I used to tell the parents to send a second snack. So they had morning recess snack,
right.
Lunch,
yep.
And then third recess snack.
Yes.
They just needed a little pick-me-up.
The parents at this school are much better about that. And I wonder if it's because we have so many more recesses at my new school.
What do you have, 4?
Yes. We have an extra one. So we have...
I mean, it's good.
Yes.
Kids need it.
They absolutely do. But I also feel like the parents maybe are used to having those 4 recesses, and so they know that there's lots of snack time. So they sent, but at your school, it was really hard to get them to remember to pack enough to last them through that third snack.
Right.
It was like a training.
Yeah.
It's just training everybody to do everything.
I had to give a PTA report, like grade level updates. And
already?
Because it was the first PTA meeting
of the
year.
You've already had your first PTA meeting?
Well, yeah. They're the first Friday of every month. So anyway, I had to give this update, but basically it was the same, like for every grade level. It was like, well, we're doing a lot of rules and routines.
Yep.
We're doing a lot of review. We're doing a lot of assessments.
Yep.
You know, it's all about building community and getting to know each other and all that. And in kindergarten, because they're only there 8:30 to 11:50, and there's so many fantastic, enriching pullouts, it's just limited what you can get done.
Yeah.
You know, but the kids are having fun and they've got their choice time and, you know.
Yeah, because by the time you're done with your pullouts and choice time, what else do you
Oh, I can squeeze in like a half hour reading lesson here,
yeah.
a 10-minute math lesson here. And, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm excited for when they stay because then I feel like, you know, I can
get
through the curriculum
done.
And balance the day better.
That's good. How is the 16 boys that you were so.
You know, so far so good. There's definitely more energy. They definitely need more brain and body breaks. And then one of the dads of one of the girls at back to school night was like, so how's it going? And I was like, I don't know. You tell me, what's the word on the street? And he said his daughter just comes home and doesn't say anything in particular. She just goes, Dad, it's a lot of boys. And she is correct. It would be a 2-to-1 ratio.
That's insane.
It is.
But there was no other way to do it. Like, what do you do? They hand you all these boys. It's like, here we go.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. That sucks. I got a new kid on Friday.
That's always fun.
Super fun. A girl. I was like, okay, good start. Even though the girls in my class are pretty tough cookies. Those girls in my class.
Really?
I got tough cookie boys and tough cookie girls. They're just tough all around.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, even though I knew it was a girl, usually I'm like, oh, good, because usually girls are a little more well-behaved. Hate to say it, but that's just how, that's my experience, is that a lot of the time they're more well-behaved. So I was kind of like, yay.
Right.
Maybe this will be. And so.
But no, not so much.
Well, she's fine, but she did come up to me like in the first hour and she was like, so I feel like I should tell you that I am from a Montessori school, so I'm not used to a teacher teaching lessons and then having to do work. And then we just stared at each other for a couple seconds because I'm literally already running out the door to retirement as soon as these kids are in second grade. So I was just like, well...
Welcome to your new reality.
I was like, well, that's just kind of the way we do it. I try not to talk too much. I mean, I try to keep it moving, but
yeah.
Yeah, this is just how it is. Also, we went to art first thing in the morning and then library first thing in the morning. So I wonder if she just thought that the day was not going to be any of me teaching, that I was just like a cruise director.
Julie
just
McCoy,
like, here's art class. Who, by the way, I pissed that art teacher off so hard.
How?
At my previous place of employment.
Yes, where I teach.
I did not have to go to art with my first graders.
No.
If it was whole class and there was a parent volunteer.
Yeah.
Here we are at the door. Here's your teacher. You remember her from kindergarten. She teaches K-5. It's not even a new art teacher.
Yeah, it's a credentialed teacher.
Credentialed teacher with a parent. I already had a parent volunteer.
Yeah.
Woo. And they went in and I walked back to my class and me and my aide got a ton of stuff done. And I walk back to pick them up and our teacher's like, you're supposed to be here on whole class days. And I was like, I don't think I'm supposed to. Or she said something. She's phrased it weird where she was like, you're scheduled to be here on whole class days. And I was like, I don't think so.
As if she's from HR.
Or something. And I was like, I don't think so. Like, I'm thinking of in my head, like, of my schedule and thinking, like, if it had a note there that I was supposed to come on the first day. I'm like thinking if there was an email, there was not. And I was shocked and she was just like, yeah. Oh, and then she gets condescending on me and she goes, oh, yes, you are. And I was like, oh, I really don't think I am. And then she goes, well, you can take that up with the principal. And now I'm mad. So I'm like, I certainly will.
So what did the principal say?
She hasn't gotten back to me. But I don't know. Well, I think it's a contract issue.
Who knows? Maybe she's not credentialed.
No, she is. I checked. She is.
Hmm. Apparently, she's just used to having an assistant. She's not used to.
We're the only school. We're the only school in the district who has to go with their kids on whole class art. None of the other four schools have to go.
Oh, you've investigated this.
I have extensively because when I get a bee in my bonnet about something,
really,
I really go after it. But the problem is the union doesn't want to do anything about it because if I say that I don't think that we should have to go to art because it's an equity issue, they're not going to make me not go to art. They're going to make the rest of you go to art.
Oh. So nobody wants you to speak up.
No.
It doesn't matter for me. My kids never go whole group.
Right.
And it's fine.
Right.
I mean, I cannot go.
Right.
I cannot leave the other.
I can't wait until we go to half class.
The other 30 boys alone.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know. So I went to art on Friday and she was like, I made you a space so you could do your work from here. And I wanted to be like, did you bring a copy machine in here? Because if there's not a copy machine next to me, what am I going
to? There's no need to babysit.
Yeah, I don't. She said that I know them better. To which I said,
you had to know them.
I said, you had them last year for kindergartners. So yeah. You are uniquely positioned to know them more than I do. And she goes, but you spend a lot more quality time with them.
Oh, don't you love a snarfy person?
I don't, because she's literally the only one that I've run into. She's the only one. I hope she listens to this, but she won't. She probably doesn't even know how to work a smartphone. So, she's literally, I've been having like the best time with everyone. Everyone is super nice there from like top to bottom. Everybody's super nice.
I'm glad.
And all the teachers are like, oh yeah, we should have warned you about her.
You're like,
one of them called her the quote unquote weak link in the chain. I also investigated it with the art teacher at your school who said, oh yeah.
Oh, she's a known entity.
She is.
So I think you just make sure that you get just a really yummy cup of coffee.
Yep.
And I wouldn't even bring stuff to work on. I'd bring like a magazine and just sit there flipping the pages.
Just looking at the book. Because she sat me next to one of my high flyers,
mm-hmm.
of which I have many.
Yeah.
But the one, like a number one,
yeah,
most wanted.
Rod.
He's on every poster.
Oh, God.
She sat me next to him and, you know, I could just get my magazine, flip through it, be like, hey, kid, you want to know what Ryan Gosling's up to?
Check out this recipe in Bon Appetit.
Ooh.
Did you know you could make that with
What's
only
that
five
magazine
ingredients?
You like?
I love Bon Appetit. I love
the one that's really nice.
The Magnolia Journal from Fixer Upper. Oh,
I'll bring that.
That's a good one. What?
Clara just coughed sponsored.
Oh.
No, but if, what is it called? Fixer Upper?
Uh-huh.
If Fixer Upper and or Magnolia Magazine would like to sponsor me reading their magazine while I'm passive aggressively watching my class do art,
is there really,
I'm open.
Is there really any such thing as passive aggressive? Didn't they rule out the passive part and it's just aggressive?
At this point, I'm just being aggressive. I'm okay, aggressively wait. Flipping a magazine.
So how does that work? So we've okay. dropped Fixer Upper and Magnolia Journal like two yeah. or three times.
Yeah.
So then you post something on Instagram and then I repost. And then do we hashtag Fixer Upper and Magnolia Journal?
Well,
and then
we,
they
yeah.
see it and they're like, oh my gosh.
I mean, the most they're going to do is just their whoever runs their social media, the most they'll do is probably like our pictures.
I like that.
That's fine.
I like being liked.
I also like being liked. I agree. Which seems counterintuitive from the amount of like people that I upset in the last week.
It's just growing pains. And I'm glad to yeah. hear that, like you say, she's the only weak link, that everybody else is lovely, as they should be.
Right.
And professional.
Totally.
And inclusive. Which.
Totally.
You know, that's my hot button.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, tell me about your back to school night.
It was fine. It was just very like an hour before the parents came in, I had been in the principal's office saying like, I need help. I cannot teach if this is how my class is going to be. I don't know what else to do. Like,
yeah,
I kind of
like, you need to recognize that they gave me the bumper crop and it's really hard.
And they 100% did. Just based on everyone that I've talked yeah. to, everybody's just like, oh, sorry. Like,
well, and the principal, they absolutely can and should shuffle as needed.
This well, she was very just like, she was like, oh my God, I can't believe I haven't even checked in with you. Like, I'm so sorry.
Uh-huh.
Like, she got on her laptop that minute and emailed the school counselor and the bit. You know how we have that new special ed person that's like the district special ed person?
Yes.
She like Andy. Works at, no, Aaron.
Oh, how oh, she wor- that's
so
like a
she's
new position.
Stationed at our school. Yes. So she would like immediately, I've never experienced this where I've gone to the principal and I didn't cry, even though I really wanted to.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You're such a grown up.
I still haven't cried, even though many times during these conversations over the last week, I've just been like, this is the worst. So she got on her laptop that minute and was like, I've set up a meeting. We're going to meet tomorrow. We're going to just okay. you just tell us everything that's happening and we'll give you some strategies and let's go from there.
Well, and usually the
I was
aides,
like, thank God.
Well, don't the aides usually the aides in the special education class
mm-hmm.
often have a little room in their schedule to push in and assist?
Yeah, but they told me that I just call them when I need them. But by the time I need them, I'm like, it's too late. Like,
well, at that point,
I've
you
already
just want
lost
the principal
control.
To take them.
Yes. So, which is also an option. He can go, he or she or whoever is
mm-hmm.
having a issue. They have, like they said, okay, they can come here or they can come here.
Well, maybe one of the strategies, because yeah. Aaron, I think, would be good at this, is coming in and doing the zones of regulation,
mm-hmm.
but as like formal instruction. So like the way we have mindfulness
nice.
Classes.
Yes.
And we asked for kindergarten to be like 15 minutes instead of 45. But, and the way Claudia does friendship
mm-hmm.
groups. So have someone come in and mm-hmm. teach the zones mm-hmm. and have them practice and
totally.
Have the school counselor come back in
yeah.
and pick up kind of where they left off with the kindergarten friendship groups
mm-hmm.
and maybe redo Kimochis.
They don't
you
do
know?
Kimochis there, but.
But maybe they should.
Whatever. But I like the idea of zones. I think I need to go find my stuff on zones of regulation because it's the first year that I'm actually like, oh, I need this because.
Mm-hmm. And you might need, you know, the whole rainbow thing where you move the clothespins, the chart for like where the level the kid is at,
mm-hmm.
which is basically the zones of regulation, but more rainbowy. But you could make one that is just the zones.
So not a clip chart in the behavioral sense, but a clip chart of the zones.
Yeah.
I
because it's
like
not
that.
Like you have to move. I mean, you definitely need some visuals. To say yep. to that child, like, sort of point and go, you seem to have dropped down to the blue.
Right.
And, like, you know, and then if
well, in my class, it would be like, it seems like you're on red.
It seems
all of
like
you
went 0 to 60 again.
Like you went from green to red without even stopping on the yellow. Is yep. there's a yellow, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
how much
I think
don't
it's
remember.
Blue, green, you want to stay in green.
You want to stay in green.
Blue is when you need to take a walk.
Right.
You maybe need some water. You got to get your energy back up.
Right.
And then yellow is like, oh, I'm getting frustrated.
Right.
I do that in my class. Like, once it's been taught, and then when they're maybe collectively misbehaving or not listening or attending, you know, I'll say, do you see my face? And I'll, like, kind of do that circle thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm in the yellow. I'm getting really frustrated.
And they know what that means.
They totally know what it means, so long as you give them the language.
That's so wise. Yes, and then I totally should do that.
And then you know what else might work? I don't know if your school is doing the learner profile, but we've adopted...
No, they are not.
Okay, but we've adopted it as our character education program. Mm-hmm. And I'll send you that. I can't remember because we will have to put it on your website in terms of giving credit to the gal with that fabulous unit I bought. Because the books are so appropriate for primary.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did Iris Sleeps Over for Risk Taker.
Oh.
And then... Both Talia and I had our classes do a little writing workshop
mm-hmm.
where they drew a picture of themselves being a risk taker. And we had to talk about what a safe risk taker was.
Right.
And, you know. So yeah. Like I did my lesson with half class on Thursday. And then, of course, you know, ideas spread like wildfire and the copycats.
Yes.
And so it was a lot of diving off diving boards and
okay.
swimming.
Yeah.
But a very real world application for them.
Yes.
And then I forget what it was on Friday, but I had a sub because I was at the PTA meeting. And it was the same thing. She's like, oh, yeah, they all did the same thing. And I'm like, that's fine.
That's what I told the parents at back to school night. Our first unit is personal narratives for writing workshop. They're all going to write about a time that they fell off a jungle gym and broke their head open and had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, totally.
Every year, it's that. And every year, all their informational books are about puppies or fill in the blank for whatever the boys are into here.
Totally.
Pokemon
and
or whatever.
And I'm fine with that because... What I've been doing is taking dictation, obviously, since it's the first 3 weeks of kindergarten. And hold on, did I cleverly bring them home?
You did.
Okay,
you brought something home.
I think I have all of them. So
I love that you do so much writing in your kinder class.
God, we love it. And oh my God, look at this one. See again, listeners, I wish you could see
I'll
what
take
we
a picture.
See.
I'll put it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is a student.
Oh, the lights were out. Oh, no.
Yeah, and she was brave during the lights out. But this is what they did with the sub. And then on the back, it says, quote, I had a sleepover in Tahoe. I was scared because I always get kisses from my mommy. Aww. And the book Iris Sleeps Over by Bernard Waber, is a great book. He's the Lyle the Crocodile.
Yes. Oh. I can kind of see the
like
art.
Like 60s
I
art.
Can see the art in
my
mind.
Oh my gosh, the best. Really good characters. And his stories focus on family problems. So it's really mm-hmm. relatable for kids. Mm-hmm.
That one just says Greg. Oh, wait, is that his name? Sorry.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that is vintage. So his name is Gregory.
Okay.
But he has started writing just Greg because Gregory is too hard.
That's going to be Gus.
Okay, you have to put this one up because he is on what appears to be an operating table.
And bleeding profusely.
And bleeding profusely. And it says, I had to get a blood test. And
oh.
they put a mask over my face.
Oh.
I was so scared.
Yeah. That's the tube.
But
he's
when
not
it
bleeding
was over,
profusely.
I was happy.
And it's the tube.
Yeah,
that's
it's the tube.
Blood tube.
But the cutest thing was how they got through it. And I didn't even like perceive that angle of it until I started taking dictation and they all started saying
how they
joyful
got through
or
it.
Happy or relieved they
when
were.
When it was over.
Like Astrid says, when I was two, I wanted to jump off the diving board. I was scared. But
you
I
were
did
two?
I know. I agree.
I'm gonna
but look at her picture.
Oh, she's a good artist.
She's like
that's a good kinder artist.
And her bestie Kate
did the exact same drawing. Appears
but
to be
no,
exactly
but
the
listen
same.
To this one. I jumped off the diving board with no floaties.
That is a risk taker.
Okay, this one is vintage. This is from a cutie patootie.
Oh my God.
Who is
can I guess what's going on? Is it a water slide at a theme park?
It looks like it. It is a slide into a pool. No, it's a diving board. So
okay,
you'll have to go to the website.
Oh wait,
to
no,
see it.
I see because
but
there's
see the
arrows are showing a time
so
lapse.
So it's the iterations of him in a time lapse.
That's
and then
pretty
he goes
cool.
under, and then he pops up, and it was I was jumping off a diving board, and I was really scared because it was really high. I was going to do a head dive.
That's
because I could.
Oh okay.
I closed my eyes and jumped in, and then when I popped out of the water, I smiled. And this is one of the kids where you're sort of like. It's going to be a hard year, the two of us. And then he does something like that.
I
and
know.
I was like, oh my God, I heart you.
Yeah.
I smiled.
I popped out and I smiled. Oh.
And then I love the like, what is it? The tall, silent ones, you know?
Yes.
Who were just like, I took a risk when I played soccer. Very straightforward. I jumped off a bridge into the water.
Ooh, I like how he wrote his name in two columns, though.
Yeah, I was
though.
Like, could you write your name up there? And he's like, I already did. Yes. It's like, what do you call that? Like in a lattice?
Just two columns.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So cute.
I'm just so impressed that you started writing workshops so early in the year.
Oh, I started like the first day.
And have you started reading workshop?
Mm-hmm.
And they, what do you do in kindergarten reading workshop? Like, what's the first couple? Is it just like, here's how you look at a book because you don't know how to read?
No, it's kind of awesome. They understand that at the beginning of school, you're doing all these other things. So yeah. It integrates that.
Okay.
So the first thing you do is read the world and, you know, you show them that there's labels all over your classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put numbers 1 through 6 in different areas. So like mm-hmm. the home area, the maker station, you know, the library. Mm-hmm. And you send them off in groups to go to that station and mm-hmm. find a word and just show them they can read the world. So if they're looking at my little refrigerator, they read the word because refrigerator. It's on a refrigerator. And then they're so excited. And then you take them on a tour of the school and you do the same thing. You read the labels and you take them to the bathroom mm-hmm. where it says girls' bathroom mm-hmm. and to the office where it says office.
I wonder how long they're going to, well, I don't know, in elementary school, do you think they're ever going to change it to just be whatever gender bathroom?
Well, it already says that on the adult bathroom.
I know. So I'm wondering, will it ever get that way to the kid bathrooms, do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Or do you think they'll keep it separate?
I don't know. Huh. I think that's a podcast for another time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
Somebody put, and I have a feeling it was Graham, one of the gender neutral signs, like a Xerox of it,
mm-hmm.
on the staff room.
Who was the person putting Ryan Gosling memes all over the school last year? Because everybody blamed it on me.
Oh my God.
It wasn't me. And then when they all got taken down because the principal's daughter started reading them to him and he got uncomfortable, so he took them all down.
He walked around and took them all down and I said something to him. I was like, what's the deal? And he's like, well,
my daughter.
We don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable. He never said it was his daughter.
No, he did say it was his daughter.
He claimed that he didn't want the male teachers to feel uncomfortable.
No. Later, he said his daughter started reading them and asking him about them. Like
they were hilarious.
She wanted him to explain them to her, to which I believe Lisa said she shouldn't be in there anyways. She shouldn't be in the staff room or the teacher's workroom anyways.
Right?
And then it glossed over from there. But everybody thought it was me and it wasn't me.
That's so funny.
Graham said it wasn't him either.
I thought they were hilarious. They made me laugh every time I walked in.
I know.
Yeah.
Me too, but.
I have been taking care of your boards in the staff room.
Oh, nice. I kind of wanted to rip them all down and say.
No.
You fools. You lost me. You lost me and you will not take my boards anymore.
You will not be the recipients of my cleverness and my
creativity.
I'm
taking my coffee maker and my boards. So there.
Oh, no. I love that you took your coffee maker and we're back to just the one Mr. Coffee Pot.
Oh, nobody stepped up to buy a new one?
Nobody stepped up, but Karen and I think Lynn are back to like making the coffee every day. So I have to say it's kind of nice to walk in.
And have it made.
And then my big plan for my October paycheck, because, you know, it's the 9th.
It's already spent. Yeah, October's already spent.
I've spent it in my head. And my September check was gone, you know, when it got here. But
mine too.
I want a little Mr. Coffee. And I'm going to get a little microwave finally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to increase the size of my fridge because everyone, the whole kindergarten team uses
it. Yeah, when I learned that so many people used your small fridge, I was like, they need to get their own.
Because literally.
You and your aide probably fit your stuff
Eliza
in there.
Eliza would never put anything in it.
Okay, well then just you then. And then the next room over can get their own fridge.
Yeah. So it's fine. It's just, I didn't realize how small it was because I left my other fridge at Reed School when I left there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in room 14. And I was like, it was not there when I got there.
No. Ooh, but room 14 is so many things now. It has an office for speech and OT. They have like a mm-hmm. corner and they put partitions.
Yes, one of my many, three of my former students have come to visit me at my new school and have informed me that they see that one of our students that was in my class last year that goes to OT and speech and special ed. And so they were like, oh, she's been going into room 14.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, it must be, they must have finally convinced the principal to turn it into more than a storage room.
Yeah. Well, OT never had an office. And so they needed a space. So
yeah.
It's kind of nice.
OT isn't part of OT large gross motor?
Yeah. And they had an office that was like, what, 3 feet by 4 feet?
I don't even know how.
Yeah.
I don't know.
why that was. But anyway, it's getting good use, and it's a tinker lab. And then I think
for who?
It's going to be like the school tinker lab, like the whole the PTA wanted to like get an architect and build out.
Yes, no, I remember they brought an architect in with blueprints of how they were going to build it out, and said in that meeting, "Well, the library is pretty obsolete, anyways." So, sorry, I didn't know you just take a sip. The librarian told me because she was so distraught after this meeting that she told me like what had happened in it, and she said that they. While she and the library aide were sitting there said, I mean, the library is going obsolete anyway. So the librarian can just watch the maker's lab because that's where the kids
really
want to be.
She can watch it. Like she's a security guard.
Yeah. She was going to be like the prison guard for the maker's lab.
Gatekeeper.
Yeah. Because God, kids do not like books these days.
Well, Graham has stepped up. He is supposedly going to research and, you know, figure out a plan for the Tinker Lab space.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look forward to updates on that.
Right. Well, and then apparently when we close a third grade next year.
You're not supposed to project about that.
Oh, well, if that were to ever happen.
Which we all know.
AKA 5, 6, 7 months from
now. I don't know. They are filling. The girls that have visited me at my new school have like, well, this class got a new kid and this class got a new kid and this class got a... But that doesn't help because.
Yeah.
It has to be kids going into the second grade classes. It doesn't matter if they're filling the third grade classes. That's just going to make fourth grade miserable.
The classes are pretty. I mean, I think they have 23 in second. They only have 21 in first. We have 24 in K. Everyone's
24,
kind of.
24, you're packing them in.
Super fun.
Wait, if you have 24, that means first is going to go back to 24 next year. And then second's going to be back to 24. Uh-huh. And third's going to be back to 24.
Well, third has...
But it'll be nice for, you know, who it'll be nice for is fourth grade because then they'll also have 24 because there's only two of them.
Oh, like by the time it gets there.
By the time it gets to them, it will be nice because you know they're going to close a third grade even though we're not supposed to project on that. We're pretty sure that's the direction it's going.
Well, the plan is to then get, you know, both portables will then be open so that everybody's in the building.
Yeah.
But yeah, the third grades have 19 each.
Pretty good.
Yeah. No, it's ideal. They're super lucky.
I hope they really.
One of them has to
I was going to say, I hope they really enjoy their last year because for one of them, it's their last year teaching third grade at that school.
You've had 3 or 4 years of 17 kids average. So,
well, time
to end. Now you get a new grade level and a new school and a new classroom, and that's always so much fun. Right?
Yeah, they can come to my school. It's pretty nice over there.
I think they
want to
like
join
that.
Me.
So, okay, so back to school night, you were in the principal's office.
Oh, yeah.
Like, help.
So now I'm supposed to welcome these families in, like, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited to have you for the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because like, your children are so challenging, I think it might break me. Were you just like...
So I was just like...
Calgon, take me away.
I mean, anybody who knows me knows I don't know how to fake it till I make it. That is not a skill that I've ever had. That is not one that I ever... I've just kind of... accepted that like you're gonna just be able to read me like I don't it I got nothing
okay.
to hide.
That's authentic.
So I just they came in and I gave my little presentation and I ended 15 minutes before I was supposed to because I had
early.
Nothing left to say and I don't take questions because I'm not gonna open up
can
the
worms.
Floor for questions because who knows what nutty person's gonna raise their hand and ask some oddball thing that I'm not prepared for. So I just kind of did my presentation and I gave them my little brochure and sent them on their, I said, please sign up for Seesaw. And I sent them on their way because,
no,
and
think
then
they're relieved
some didn't
to get
even
out
show
early.
Up.
I had low attendance, but more because I have 14 out of 24 students with siblings in upper grades. And so they've all been through kindergarten, whether they were with me or one of the retired teachers. And so they kind of came in at the end and they're like, oh, are you going to do a second presentation? And I was like,
no,
but remember that packet I emailed home the first week? They're like, yeah. And I go, and then I sent a hard copy last week. Off you go back home to read it.
Yep.
Because that was pretty much what was in my Prezi.
Yep.
And I said, really, what you all need to do, it's kindergarten. You're building a new community of friends. Mm-hmm. And I charge you all with meeting somebody new, exchanging contact information, and setting up either a play date for your kids or opportunity to go get a glass of wine or a cup of coffee together.
That's really nice.
So that's what I have them do. And then I'm like, and if you find yourself knowing everybody, go reacquaint yourself with someone you haven't seen all summer. They were so nice. It's kindergarten.
That's so nice.
They're just
I
like,
know.
Ah! magic happens here.
They're also jazzed on it.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Well, we do the split thing. So third through fifth does theirs from 6 to 6:45. Then we come to the gym and do rah, 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 welcome to back to school. And then right. K2 does theirs from 7 to
Which
8
we
or whatever.
Did.
We used to.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, whatever, however they want to do it, it's fine with me.
Me too. I was kind of, yeah. It was kind of a bummer that like all the third through fifth teachers then got to leave after.
Right.
You
and
know,
you're
like,
just in your room waiting like, for it to start.
And I have to stay till 8. Like yeah. they got to leave a little earlier that I was like, I want to leave.
Early. Yeah.
But I guess next year I will. So
the principal
fine.
Took us all out for libations afterwards, which
oh,
was
nice.
Pretty good showing.
Good.
Yeah. The ones who don't normally do that, socialize yeah. after hours, they seem to come when the principal's treating and picking
right.
up the tab.
Yeah.
But it was nice. It was nice to
good.
Just, yeah.
I don't know. Anything else? What else is going on?
Well, I don't know. We were laughing so hard before we started. It was all about the cat.
Oh, yeah. I'm concerned about your cat.
I'm concerned about my cat, too. But don't worry. We'll fix it.
Have you been caught up on Bachelor in Paradise? Because that's
okay.
the only thing that runs my life these days.
So I finally got to see it at Gil's last night.
Okay.
And, you know, you like go through it. I'm like fast forwarding through the commercials.
And
I'm
through the
so
dates,
excited.
I hope.
Oh, I had to fast forward through Jasmine. I could not take
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. It's like, ugh. And then I saw the scallops thing.
Oh!
And because I'd listened to your podcast yes. and I'd heard about it, I was cracking up. Gil's in, yes. in the kitchen making dinner. And he keeps coming around the corner going, what are you laughing at? I'm like, oh my God, it's the scallops thing. And he's like, huh?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
what,
never
Gil,
mind.
What do you mean Gil's not listening to my podcast?
Well, no, now he's totally into it. So after dinner, we were watching it. And I said something about, well, I'll fast forward. He goes, no, don't fast forward through it. And now he's catching on. He's like, wait, is that, you know, is that so-and-so? And I'm
uh-huh.
like, oh, you're starting to
yeah,
learn the names.
See? Oh.
So, of course, I forget that you get all the way through, and
yes.
it was Monday night's episode from
yes.
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Because I just did the first half of 5.
Okay. So you're a little.
I get to the rose ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
And all the drama.
Yeah.
And what's his bucket walked out.
What's his bucket? Matt?
Matt.
Yeah.
Who should have given a rose to a girl. Like, you can walk out.
Yeah, that's true.
You give the rose first, and then you leave. It was so mean.
Well, that was an odd relationship
well,
from
the whole...
from jump. That was just such a weird pairing, and it was so
yeah.
weird that she latched onto him like that when he was clearly not giving her signals that he was into it at all.
No, the whole thing was weird. So
was
I'm dying to
bears.
Know what happens next, because now I'm stuck, and I can't see it again until it goes Gills, because I don't have cable.
Oh, right.
Total yeah, first world
I
problems.
I should give you my password to Hulu so then you can just watch it. You have internet?
Yes, I do. No, okay. Yeah. I have a Roku, so I can do it that
Oh,
way.
Yeah. See, there you
so
go.
So anyway, so I don't mind spoilers, so please tell me.
Well, it's okay. If you want to know.
Oh, I totally want to know.
He does come back and he gives a rose to Jasmine.
Oh, like they've got him up in the trailer doing his
yeah.
exit interview, and
they're
and like,
then,
dude.
Yeah, you got to go back. Get your little patoot back there and give her.
So does Scallop Fingers go home?
No, somebody gives her a rose.
Aww.
She is like a hot commodity in paradise, which drives me bananas because I don't think she's... Because she's a virgin?
I don't know.
You think that's why she's a hot commodity? Well, and then Andres told me the most insulting thing he's ever said, which is, you know, she reminds me a lot of you.
No.
And I was like, well, when those divorce papers get served to you at work
right.
tomorrow, you'll know why.
You'll know why. So next time you're out having seafood, you just have to...
Eat scallops.
Oh.
I've never had a scallop
so
before.
So you could never eat them with your fingers, slurp your fingers, and then rub them on his shirt and gross them
oh
out?
Oh, my God.
You might have to take up
she
seafood.
She eats them with her fingers. That's
no,
gross.
Like you said, the editors are brilliant.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
All the
so
little
funny.
Graphics and
oh
the like the
God.
Little face of Jasmine. Like,
or giving Wells puppets to do a puppet
okay.
show. I'm in love with Wells.
Wells
I love
is the
him.
Best.
He's the best thing in the whole world.
Oh, my God. I just remembered I ended up dreaming last night that I was on it. And I woke up and I was like, that was the best dream
ever. Oh, my
God. Don't make
that
me
is a dream.
Recall the details because they were gone as fast as I could
well,
open my eyes.
Did you see who they cast as a new Bachelor? That
what?
Seems to... They have a new Bachelor. So they cast the new Bachelor.
Who is it?
I don't know. So I've seen the picture and I was like...
Who are
you? I texted Andres and I was just like, oh, it looks like Zach Braff is going to be the Bachelor. And then Andres texted me back like a thing of Zach Braff... saying, oh, it's so nice that I'm going to be on The Bachelor, because even Zach Braff thinks the new guy looks like Zach Braff.
That's hilarious.
And so I don't know who it is. Apparently he was on season 13.
Oh, so
and
he's Andres not was from...
Like, no, he's not from like around these
who's
parts
the last that- one? Rachel?
Yeah.
Oh.
So not Peter, not Gaptooth Peter, not whoever else could it... Not
well,
Wells.
I ended up not seeing that season.
Rachel's season?
Yeah.
It was fine. I don't think The Bachelorette is as interesting as The Bachelor.
No, but I do agree with you that the whole point of getting through The Bachelor and The Bachelorette to is to get
Paradise.
To Bachelor in Paradise, because it's the best.
It is. And the whole reason that I even keep my life going until November is to get to Vanderpump Rules, which
is
so good. And now I don't know. I'm going to just have me and Andres are just going to have to talk about it on the podcast because nobody else watches it. But
should I watch it? Do you think
I don't
like
know
it?
If you'd like it. You watch your nephew on that one show.
Oh,
it's like that
Summer
show.
Break.
Yes, it's like that show, but like better, I would imagine, because they're older and they all work. It's not impossible.
I don't think I would have watched Summer Break
if your cousin or your
if
nephew
my nephew
hadn't
was
been
not
on
it.
It.
But it, I gotta say, like, I love reality TV,
yeah,
and I love, but seeing my 18-year-old nephew making out on my television was a little awkward.
And had you ever met the girls that he was?
No, but I've heard about them, and he's still friends with. Who's he still dating? Claire Ivy, because. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to
they're
come over and talk
now?
Into the microphone. Come give us the scoop.
Yeah, come give... coming to us from the Summer Break desk is Clara May.
I really think that Jenna should do like a podcast with just me because I'm I'm pretty great. So
I tried to one day and you... Here's the thing. You're very busy. You're a very
yes,
busy lady.
I'm very popular.
I didn't say you were popular. I said you were very busy.
Excuse me? So the thing is... So my cousin Jack Edmund.
Yes, Jack Edmund Butler.
Jack Edmund Butler the third.
Do you want to throw out his Twitter or his Instagram if people want to go
I
get
think
a visual?
Like Jack underscore summer Butler.
Summer break. Jack Butler.
Yeah, he's pretty
great.
Popular with the ladies. So him and Ivy are like this whole drama thing, and Ivy's been like head over heels for him since like third grade or something. And then they finally start dating. Mm-hmm. And I remember when we went to visit him like last summer or something, he was like, I was like trying to hang out with him because I'm like his little cousin and I want to hang out with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all like, I'm too busy texting my girlfriend.
He couldn't hang out with you because he was too busy texting?
His girlfriend.
So.
Okay, wait.
So he was too busy texting Ivy.
Texting Ivy, but then like him and Ivy like broke up and it was like this whole dramatic thing. And
yes.
Then,
did they break up on the show?
No. And then him and Maya.
Who's also on the show.
Yes. He asked her to prom as quote, Uh-oh. Quote, just friends and then mm-hmm. hooked up with her, I think.
Oh, well, that's not something that just friends do.
Yeah. And then another person that he was like into on the show was this girl Lana, but that didn't really last.
These
long.
Are a lot of names.
Yeah, because I think she's crazy or something.
Lana and Ivy and what's the other one's name?
Maya.
Mm-hmm.
Maya.
Mm-hmm.
He's a player.
Sounds like it. Yeah. So that must be why your mom was uncomfortable watching it on television because she has known him since birth, and that's weird.
Oh yeah, but don't worry.
I won't.
When I contacted him, he yes. made sure to make a point of it that he got paid like $300 or
more. Whoa!
For
$300.
$300. Oh my God. So he made a point of how much he got paid for that kiss.
All right. Well, you heard it here first, listeners.
Wait a minute. On Paradise and Bachelor, do they get paid for extra kisses?
I said that Wells got paid to kiss that blonde nurse. I was like convinced that he was paid to kiss her because that made no sense.
Yeah, I don't know. Wow, that's like, thank you, Clara. You're a super sleuth.
Yeah, I'm
perfect. How do you live with just all
There's
in
a
your
lot.
Teenage flop house?
My teenage flop house with the two cats and the two puppies.
Who are constantly ailing. Every time I come here, it's like, oh, well, this cat is bleeding and this cat can't walk straight without its back legs giving out from under it. And
but he's so sweet. So let's just wrap it up.
Yes, please.
There will be lots of small moment interactive writing opportunities for both of us in our classrooms.
Of course.
And since a lot of my small moments involve my cats.
Yes.
And what really, like if I'm losing my audience.
Yep.
And I need to like get them back focused. I'm like, writers, lean in. Did you know that my cats don't use their litter box? And they're like, oh, what? And I think every year I end up doing one of my small moments about my cats.
But I love to come in during when you're doing that unit. I love to just like come by your classroom and see your mentor text for that, because it's just like a little stick person saying to a little stick cat, like, no, Mr. Pine.
Right. I forget where I learned to draw. Oh, I think I learned to draw those people from
Natalie.
From Natalie.
No, not
Lewis.
Natalie. The blonde one. It wasn't Natalie.
Oh,
it was
you're
the
right.
What was that girl's name?
From the teacher's college.
She was so nice.
The reading and writing project.
We had good trainers
we had
on that.
Super good trainers.
Natalie Lewis should be my principal.
Oh my God. She should be like a comedian.
Well, that's true. She should be on this podcast. She should be doing this podcast. I'm just going to give my podcast to Natalie Lewis because I think she'd probably do
it. What if
you
contacted her and said, I just want to do an interview?
I should.
You would be surprised.
I would have to figure out how to do Skype. But I could do, I mean, I could figure it out, but I would have to figure out how to record a Skype call.
Well, so many podcasts I listen to have people calling in. And
no,
sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
The volume is perfect.
Yeah, and sometimes
and
not.
Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, could you not hear that?
Well, we've come full circle because we started with audio problems and we're ending with audio problems.
All right.
Oh, well, okay. I'll let you get ready for your date.
Wait, just a second.
Okay, one more
follow
thing.
Follow me at poo_bear_
No.
Period.
You need to plug your slime account.
Okay.
Plug your slime account.
I'll plug in my slime account. Oh, wow. Instagram got updated.
It did.
Okay. Follow me at jelly_ crystal_
What?
Slime.
How is anybody going to find this?
No, because it makes like a smiley face. The period underscore period. It makes like a smiley face.
Oh.
All you lit and cool people out there, you'll figure it out.
Bye for now.
Oh my God. I'm out of here. All right, everybody. That is episode 8. Thank you for listening. As always, you should subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on iTunes. And you should do so for everyone in your life. You should also hack into friends' phones and follow my Instagram at the Teachers Lounge Pod. And you should definitely email me suggestions for what to do with my class of little toughies at theteachersloungepod@gmail.com. I will also accept birthday wishes as I turn 30 on Wednesday and will be at a mandatory EpiPen training. So I will very much appreciate any and all kind thoughts or positive vibes. Talk to you next week. Bye.